This is John Ching here with the National Proficiency Award winner in Swine Production Entrepreneurship, Davis Howell, hailing from the Clinton FFA chapter in Illinois. Davis, can you tell me a little bit about your swine production project?
Yeah, so within my swine production project, I have between 12 to 15 breeding females. And I use those to raise show pigs that I show during the summer and then also buy pigs from other breeders to show during the summer. So I'm both a commercial operation in the sense that I raise my pigs, I farrow them myself, and they do end up in the food chain. And then I'm also a show pig operation as I raise show pigs and then show pigs throughout the summer at local fairs and state fairs and national shows.
What made you want to begin this project?
So my family has been in the swine business for many years. So the swine business is really something I grew up into. But once I started FFA, I decided that's where I personally wanted to go within my ag story. And so I was first born into it, but then really took a passion for the swine industry and want to continue that.
What were some of the skills that you had to learn for your project?
Yeah, so a major skill that I learned in my project is the process of artificial insemination. In my operation, all my females are artificially inseminated with elite boars from across the country. So that was something that I had to learn early on to make sure that I had a successful operation and actually had piglets on the ground.
What were some of the challenges that you faced while working on your project?
You know, as with most ag industries, and especially livestock industries, the markets and the prices dictate a lot of what we do. So just managing the markets, keeping my feed costs and my medication costs low to make sure I can maximize my profit.
So obviously you're very passionate about agriculture and FFA. How did you begin your FFA journey?
Yeah, so I started in my sixth grade year at our junior high, as our FFA chapter has a high school and a junior high portion. So I first started there working on my record book and competing in contests that junior hires were allowed to compete in. And then once I got in high school, I started competing in a wide variety of contests, CDs, LDEs, and then really working on my record book and starting to compete with my record book at this higher level.
So this year is the 90th anniversary of the Blue Corduroy Jacket. So what does your blue jacket mean to you?
Well, right now, my blue jacket means a lot. So it's given me so many opportunities. I have met so many wonderful and great people through my blue jacket, and I've been very fortunate to be successful in my blue jacket, but I think the blue jacket is a lot more than that. Just the people I've met, the friendships I've made, and the connections I've made through this blue jacket are priceless.
What advice do you have for people who are thinking about starting a project or working on a current one?
Definitely go for it. Put in your best effort. As you can see, it's possible. Once you start, you know, just work on winning your section contest in your district, in your state. You know, work up in levels. Set those goals for yourself. Get with your advisor. Get with the people in FFA that want to help and are willing to help you, and really just work hard at it and you can be successful.
What's one of your favorite memories while working on your project?
One of my favorite memories is just being out on the farm. I really enjoy working outside and being within my project, being out on the farm, either breeding or farrowing or just feeding. All some of those daily chores are really some memories I cherish, just being able to have that opportunity. One of my favorite stories is throughout the shows, I have been successful. And some of my favorite memories and stories have probably been being successful with the show pigs, especially ones that I have bred and raised on my own. You know, I purchase show pigs to supplement what I raise, but the ones that I see throughout the whole process of breeding, farrowing, and then seeing that get to hang a banner, those are a lot of my favorite stories within my operation.
That was National Proficiency Award winner in Swine Production Entrepreneurship, hailing from the Clinton FFA chapter in Illinois, Davis Howell. For National FFA, I'm John Ching.